Blog Talk Radio. A change in philosophy, a change in culture, And again, going back to Danny Ferry knows what he's doing, apparently, right? You know, there was some weirded out stuff we thought that was happening at a certain point, but we rolled with, or some of us rolled with it. You know, I'm not going to talk about the bandwagon fans right now, Atlanta Hawks Nation, Facebook people. Some of y'all, we know who you are. But at the end of the day, it is very reassuring at this point that one, the choice of Bud coming in here, big time choice, right? And the moves that have been made in regards to draft, in regards to free agents. I mean, we have the same team from last year, folks, except for Seth, Baze, and a draft pick. Everybody else is from last year that was here. And so, again, it's a matter of the biggest difference is consistency because people have been on the floor. See, we lost, again, I bring this up. You can't ignore it. 180 games is a lot of games to miss in an NBA season when you have players off and on hurt. It's just like in football. When you don't, what the offensive line of the Falcons is a great example. I'm going to talk about the Falcons later. But you can't get consistency. When you can't get consistency, you don't get rhythm. And when you don't get rhythm, it's very hard to win against NBA teams where anybody in the NBA can beat you at any given time. So with having the same team from last year, you have a whole year of playing under your belt with players that you've never played with before, mind you. And remember, the Hawks almost won that first round series last year with the Pacers, despite everything. And so going into this year, it was just a matter of what about injuries? Because without injuries, what can happen? What do we have coming back? We had Al Horford coming back, right? A stream of other players coming back that, you know, at the end of the day, if they're not hurt, they're all players. You had the best shooter in the NBA here, and now they play some defense because, again, last year, the Hawks were one of the top scoring teams in the league, but they also gave up some of the most points in the league, too. You can't win like that. That's why they lost as many games as they did because they didn't play any defense. But again, that was because of one, injuries, and then two, we did not have a great bench last year. Certain players, right? That is completely different now. So again, you have to really give kudos to the staff and management. All the way up to the top, we still don't even have an owner yet. But right now, I mean, fans, you have to be able to support this team no matter what. What can you complain about when the team is winning? I think the guys on NBA TV said that. What's the problem with winning? However you win, what's the problem with it? Why would you change what is working when you're winning? Because other teams are doing stuff and they're not winning, right? We are winning. We're at the top of the East. 646-652-4479. I'm going to talk about the Falcons. I'm going to take a little quick break. I'm going to come back and talk about the Atlanta Falcons and their game against the hated New Orleans Saints and what we can look forward to this Sunday. So I'll be right back. This is Chris, IMTN Worldwide Radio.
This is an IMTN Worldwide exclusive. Just like Kobe Bryant, I remain self-reliant on the skills I possess. Once you test me, don't you try it, for I'm lyrically spectacular. Watch out, I'm in back of ya. Intellect that can't you none. Don't you know me, so you want to reinvent this hip-hop game. Music pro, you know the name, don't understand. Such a shame
that I'm missing coach, my man.
So you might not get another chance. Be a victim of circumstance. It's not all that you're missing grants. Hit the song, shoot your fans. We are living in the land of the lost. People do what they want, no matter what the cost. Wait until it's too late to wonder what they've lost. You tell me, who you think is the boss? Yo, we are living in the land of the lost, y'all. People do what they want, no matter what the cost. Wait until it's too late to wonder what they've lost. You tell me, who you think is the boss? There are things that exist that are evil. Make you jump the hoops like your name was Knievel. I know the tone of the song may seem very dark, but none darker than the days when Noah left the ark. We wouldn't be in this situation if we play our parts. Reach deep inside the cells, get into our hearts. Walk the straight and narrow, and to the left, right. There's some they hold on with all of their might.
did the right thing. Not to sound like a spitey joint, I'm gonna spit this rhyme till all of y'all get the point. We live in desperate times, who deserves desperate measures. We have to find a way for all of us to pull together in this land we all dwell in. Land of the lost, are we willing to pay the price? Are we willing to pay the cost to survive? I guess that's really the question. Ever since that day, 9/11. We are living in the land of the lost. People do what they want no matter what the cost. Wait until it's too late to wonder what they've lost. You tell me, who you think is the boss? Yo, we are living in the land of the lost, y'all. People do what they want no matter what the cost. Wait until it's too late to wonder what they've lost. You tell me, who you think is the boss? I know it's not.
All right. Chris, IMTN Worldwide Radio. Coming back to you. Quick little break there. I had to find a little bit of information real quick. Tonight's show, talking about the Atlanta Hawks. We recently beat the Dallas Mavericks, one of the Western Conference top teams. Team that I guess people figured that if the Hawks were going to lose during this little trip, they were going to lose against them. With the trade of Rajon Rondo, that didn't work out too well. One of the comments I saw earlier was that, well, it's okay for the Hawks to try to keep trading to get better, supposedly, because other teams that are winning are doing it. Houston did it with getting Corey Brewer and Dallas getting Rajon. But the thing of it is that always doesn't work out. Just because a player is really good doesn't necessarily mean he's a good fit for the team that he's going to. Dallas was winning pretty handily without him. Now, him going there, you got to take the good and the bad. Yes, he's one of the greatest passers in the game, but he has a broken jump shot. Right, so you got you take that with what they were already doing, you know what I'm saying? You're taking people out of rotations that have been, you know, working and things of that nature. Now, mind you, they'll get it together probably, but maybe they won't. But at the end of the day, it didn't really work. And the same thing with Houston. Now, Houston in that Houston game, I didn't see the game, didn't watch the game. Looks like Harden, I think, scored 44 points. I think that was more, they didn't need to lose another game in a row, and he wasn't going to let that happen. I don't know what Corey's stats was, or did he play really good defense on someone? I don't know. That one, I can see a little bit more. And then throwing Josh wherever he might go, again, his attitude towards playing basketball, what he thinks he brings to the table, and will his mindset going to a contender actually work? I've already posted it earlier. I don't think he should go to any contender because I think it'll just louse him up really bad. He can go to a mediocre team and maybe help them become better. But then again, he was already on a mediocre team, and they got worse. So, again, I posted earlier, there's a chance he might not get picked up by anybody because he also was – they tried – the reason he got released, mind you, people – is that they tried to trade him, and 2019 said, no, we don't want him. That's not good. So maybe he'll end up overseas. I don't know. Anyway, 646-652-4479 is the number if you want to call in and talk about your Hawks. If you're a real fan, you should call in. Let's go ahead and talk about the Falcons a little bit. The Atlanta Falcons did win their 5-0 against the NFC South, I believe. No, it has to be more than that. Let's see. They've swept everybody. They've won against everybody. So that's two against Tampa, two against the Saints. Oh, well, they still have to win one more against Carolina. So nevertheless, at the end of the day, it's too bad that all the teams weren't in the NFC South this year. Otherwise, we would have went undefeated, right? But they won the game on the road. They had to win it to give them a chance to win the division still and get into the playoffs. So it was very impressive. You know, of course, Drew Brees is a great quarterback. They do have players on that team, and they shut them down. Their defense has been playing their defense has been playing better as of late. We know what happened in the Green Bay game. The Pittsburgh game, but they did allow the team to come back a little bit. But this New Orleans game was different because they shut them down. We had sacks. They stopped the run again. We had interceptions. You know, they played like a team that they actually wanted to win the game. And we can't say that had been happening earlier in the year at all sometimes, right? But again, I still believe that he pretty much almost has to win the Super Bowl. I'm talking about Mike Smith to keep his job, because really, again, it's his job to keep the team playing all the way through. And if you can't do that, you don't need to be the coach here no more. Sorry. You got too much talent. And you just can't be wasting it like that, like Mark Richt has been doing in Georgia for the last almost two decades now, right? So what do you think Atlanta's going to do with Carolina? Carolina has won three in a row. You got a man who just been in a car accident 2 weeks ago, quarterback in their team. Are we going to let him come in here and win that game? You know, what do they have to do to stop the Panthers to make sure that they we get that home game? You know, and then whoever we end up playing, do we even have a chance to beat them? Because right now, you know, I don't know exactly who we would play in that first round right now. If y'all have an idea, call in and tell me, 646-652-4479. But at the end of the day, we know our offense is on point to the point where, you know, we can beat anybody. It always comes down to the defense. We can score points, but if we can't stop nobody, it doesn't really matter. So, but it's exciting to at least see the fact that we have a shot. Because, again, after that ninth loss, it was almost pretty much done. Right, so it's exciting that at this point of the seasons, we have at least two of our teams that are doing something right now. You know, of course, baseball season's been over for a while. Right now, we have to kind of just give up on the team right now, really. But we have two of our main teams in Atlanta doing stuff, and so that's why my title of the day's show is Atlanta is starting to win back some respect with the Hawks and Falcons. Remember, the previous episode was about the apathy of why, you know, the fans in Atlanta are not really fans, and it's because of consistent winning. And the type of winning, there's a type of winning you have to understand. The Braves and those championships, as far as the division, they mean something, but they don't mean something. You get it? You know, because winning division championships means nothing if you never win a ring. San Francisco Giants, 3 out of the last 5 years. 1 year, they're garbage. The next year, they win the World Series. The next year, they're almost kind of garbage. The next year, they win the World Series. Like, seriously. You know what I'm saying? So with the Hawks and Falcons right now, where after we had that period of time with, you know, ISO Joe and Josh and guys, and we were getting to the playoffs every year, but getting knocked out, you know, whether it be the first round or the second round every year, going all the way back to Meek's time, you know, where we were winning consistently, giving everybody hay, but again, you back then you definitely had some talent to go up against. So, and hopefully he's making everybody happy. And again, Phillips Arena needs to be full tomorrow night. Don't mess this up and have Stephen A. Smith watering at the mouth come Wednesday morning to be like, oh, well, you know, the Atlanta Hawks. I don't have a Stephen A. Smith voice right now. The Atlanta Hawks, you know, they are all right, but, you know, look at the arena. Ain't nobody there. They got 9,000 people there. What's going on? Everybody at Magic City? We don't need that. Like, seriously. We don't need that. 646-652-4479, what is your opinion? If you have one, do you have a stat that you want to throw out there? Do you just want to give some shout-outs to the Hawks players individually? You know, again, we still have players that are not getting Apple playing time, and we're still winning. You know, so like I said, all the way down the line, it's a really exciting time to be an Atlanta Hawks fan. I'm going to try to actually stretch tonight's show a little bit past midnight, because I'm going to try to give some people a chance to, you know, get in on this particular show. So if you end up being a caller in between now and the next 8 minutes, you would have a chance to be on the air. I will try to stay on this time around. The other night I saw someone at the very last minute get on. I was pretty much done with the show at that point. So tonight I will try. So I'm going to take a little break, but before I do, be sure to visit my website, www.imtmworldwide.com. Get a lot of updates on what's going on with me and my companies. I'm going to be ramping up a lot of things going into 2015. If some of y'all haven't heard or don't know, my father recently passed away. I had taken this whole year of 2014 off to basically take care of him. So a lot of stuff I kind of stopped doing. So I'm gonna be getting back into things. So definitely be checking me out on the consulting side, the business side, entertainment side. I'm gonna be kind of getting back into the flow of things really soon. On the business side, you can always call 706-393-8426 if you need help. I do consulting in regards to business startups. Of course, on the entertainment side, I'm going to be looking at booking gigs again soon. I'm going to be looking at talent. I'm going to be doing castings, whole nine yards. I'm going to be getting my magazine back up off the ground. Also, I do need music. I need some buffer music. I'm looking for some instrumentals or some snippets. Has to be clean if it's a whole track. Not putting anything cussing, fussing, killing, raping. Not going to be on my show. But if you have something you'd like to have out there and people hearing, I'd be glad to play it if it fits. I will be doing some different shows coming up. As I've mentioned before, my show primarily on the entertainment side. When I first started, I segued into sports and then started doing some current events and topics of that nature. I will be getting ready to start doing setup of guests again. I really enjoyed doing that, but again, just have not had no real time to do that this year, so be looking out for that. So just wanted to throw that out there. Again, business number 706-393-8426. You can always check out my website, www.imtnworldwide.com, and, of course, the show's website, blogtalkradio.com/imtnworldwide. So with that being said, I'm going to take a little bit of a break. Hopefully y'all will call in who's listening, because I know some people are listening right now. Don't not call in. This is your team. This is your city. Represent, because there's people listening to this all over the place. And I can do a show without callers. It's just better to have callers because you can actually lend your opinion and have it count. Now, maybe you don't really have an opinion, but I look and see online, and y'all have plenty of opinions, and you comment on all of my comments. So I don't know why you don't call in and let other people know what you think. So, again, I'm going to give you that number before I go, 646-652-4479 is the number. Call in. This is Chris, IMTN Worldwide Radio. Hey, this is Chris, IMTN Worldwide Radio, and I had to go ahead and come back from this break because I just saw a little note from a Miami Heat fan dogging the Atlanta Hawks, basically calling the Hawks a fluke. So if you're an Atlanta Hawks fan, what do you have to say to that? 646-652-4479. Also see somebody else from, who is this? Hold on, because this is in my chat room right now. It looks like this person is from Dallas. Said that Hawks played really good. Can't say nothing about them. Team is real. So you got somebody giving it up for the Hawks right there. Checking the chat room. Scrolling. Because some people don't know how to use a chat room properly. Oh. Cavalier fan basically said Hawks just mad because the Cavs beat them bad the first time around. We'll get them on the 30th. What do you think about that, Atlanta Hawks fans, if you're a fan? And I'll go back. You know what? I'm going to go back to my previous show, first show in forever, a few days ago. He is there when it comes to being an Atlanta Hawks fan because there's only a really true segment of Atlanta Hawks fans that can go back to the 80s, truthfully, and know who players are and know the pains of watching those playoff series with the Celtics and playing teams like Cleveland when they were good and Milwaukee Bucks when they were good and trying to go through the Knicks and the Bulls, of course. You know what I'm saying? These Hawks fans today, most of them are not really true-blooded fans. They're just not. They barely watch any games on TV. They don't listen to any radio games. And all they do is they check and see the internet. They go to NBA.com, whatever. They see the score, and that's what they take. They take the score, and they take everything from just the score and nothing else. They don't know anything about the players. They don't know anything about day-to-day stats of the players. They contribute or don't contribute, they just look at that final score. And you can't be a fan like that, especially if you've never been to a game live, you know. And again, making excuses about why you can't go to the game and you live in Atlanta in a city that has mass transit and the train shows up at the doggone facility is stupid. When the bus goes by, I used to live in Atlanta, so you can't get it by me. Can't get by me. Now, I don't care about – you can't say it's expensive because too many of y'all got Jordans right now. Too many of y'all have Sonys, PlayStations, $400. I don't want to hear that. Too many of y'all buy alcohol way too much on a weekly basis. I'm getting kind of upset because it pisses me off, the excuses I get about why you can't get a ticket. The only reason I'm not at all the games because I don't live in Atlanta anymore. And, again – recently, my dad just passed, so I can't just be going all around the world right now. Just can't. Small chance I might go up next Tuesday for that Cleveland game if y'all ain't sold out yet, okay? But I'm kind of busy right now. But I was in Brooklyn for the Hawks-Brooklyn game when I saw the Hawks blow out the Brooklyn Nets. I did go to that. 646-652-4479. So if you're a real Hawk fan, how do you respond to these people who don't believe the Hawks are still real even after winning all these games? They're basically first in the conference. What do you say? And again, I'm hoping that as I continue to ramp up my shows and get more of a regular pace and able to promote the show more, that I start hearing from certain groups out there who I communicate with on a daily basis. I don't ever get them to hear on my show. Now, I do have a few people who I know who work at certain times, but I do know they support me when they're available. I need the people who ain't working, who just watch the show, to start supporting the show. I'm in y'all's group. I don't get it, you know. Anyway, this is Chris, IMTN Worldwide Radio, about to sign off for the night. Again, always the call-in number is 646-652-4479. Business number. If you know someone who has music I can use, let me know. If you know somebody who needs help on the business end of things, let me know. I'm going to be doing some new webinars soon, so be checking those out. Again, visit my website, www.imtnworldwide.com. Got some new articles posted up there. Check them out. I believe you'll enjoy them. So, again, Hawks win again tonight. Play Clippers tomorrow. Y'all show up. Fill up Phillips Arena. We play again on Friday night. You know, the Hawks are real, folks. Hawks are real. That's all I got to say. This is Chris, IMTN Worldwide Radio, signing off for the night. Go Hawks. Peace.